add your charisma. Anything for you, babe. Anything for you.
Down with the government.
Down with the government. Angry socialites, that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe, no, that's who all these anarchists are. They're the children of, like, wealthy people who are just fighting the system. Down with the system. All right. Sure, we will carry out the bombing at 6.
Morning or evening?
Evening. Actually, we'll probably do it around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why?
So people can see it. Duh.
They are trying to send a message.
Yeah. Down with the system.
So free lunch.
Okay, so free lunch. That's funny instead.
Okay. Basically, this is to show, this is to kind of represent the number of people who are kind of in the area. And I'm going to roll for each one, basically an agility check to make sure that they don't get hit, you know, by any of the shrapnel. The pillar does not activate. It's not midnight.
Yeah, it's not night.
All right, there are 8 people who have to make agility checks.
Feeling a lot of
anyone who rolls a 1 is going to take 3d6. Anyone who fails is going to take 2d6. Anyone who succeeds is fine.
You're for an anarchist?
3 people are going to take 2d6 hits. No, the anarchists are well and gone by this point. Okay, so here is one of them. One person is shaken by the explosion. One person, 13, is taken out by the explosion. That's 2 wounds.
I thought that was the toughness check.
Possibly dead. One person is 7. 8 just shaken by the explosion. So an explosion does kind of go rocking off, and these were people who were basically leaving at this point, rather than, you know, sitting there, they've got the food and they were leaving, when the bomb goes off.
Does a person who got injured live?
Let me see. I'm going to do a luck check, assuming 1 down automatically, to see if there's like a doctor in the audience, so to speak. Okay, and then he has 1 single stability check. No, the person perishes.
So 1 dies.
1 person died.
Better than the number of people who could have died if the pumpkin jack started coming through.
Or if they would have blown up a hospital or a school. Or
yeah.
Okay. Then, Ivan's surgery the next day.
I did pain 8 once.
I understand. So you're looking at that, or... that.
The exact same thing.
That makes me sad. I saw a 10 in the first roll.
I rolled it prematurely. I'm sorry. Do you want to take the 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because those don't give me anything.
That's not true. They give you something. They give you the eyes. They give you the eyes. Isn't that all you want? So 10, so 13, that's effectively 2 raises.
Alright.
So you can remove the 1 reason and the side effect if you want.
Or I could get the advantage.
Or you can get the advantage.
I want to remove the side effect.
Okay, so remove the side effect. And so you have the choice of the additional benefit or the 1 reason.
That's a good one. What does the party think? Being able to roll notice checks without actually looking, or my having a 0 reason for a rip protect?
I'd go with the not needing to be actively searching for notice checks.
Since you already have an additional reason, it kind of cancels out.
The downside is you can go to -1 at this point.
I thought that was with any reprotect, though.
With any reprotect, he can go to -1 now. Mm.
I can never go below 0 because you don't have any reprotect.
Same with Jessica.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your reason never goes below 0 unless you have reprotect.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any rep or tech, even if you removed all the reason loss, you are still capable of going below 1.
I guess I'll take the advantage.
So I can get down to below.
So you take 1 reason loss.
Mm-hmm. Maximum -3 reason loss.
But you can now see in the dark, ignoring darkness penalty. So anything other than complete darkness, you can see fine. As soon as it's pitch dark, they can't help you. No werewolf can even see at that level. In addition, while awake, it does specify that... you're always considered to be active watching.
How do you spell rip protect?
R-E-T.
R-E-T?
I-N. A-L.
A-L.
That's retinal. And then graft is G-A-R.
G-A.
What?
G-R-A.
G-R-A. Sorry.
Garfed.
Garfed. Retinal garfed. F-T.
F-T.
Okay. And then the damage. This is a very light surgery. 6. Just shakes you.
Bad. Yeah, just shakes me.
I was going to say, if that wounds you, that means you've got toughness of 2.
Wait, no. It does wound me. Because I have a toughness of 4, but I have a 6 because of my armor. And it ignores armor.
It goes 4 above, so if it would have been an 8.
Ah.
So, you know, it's same-day operation. After some time, you know, he doesn't really even think you're going to need the pain pills. The morphine.
Pain shots.
By the way, did you make the roll for your morphine addiction?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's got a 5. That's right. He barely made it, but he did.
Yeah. I was figuring that, you know, a full body replacement, that would have at least some level of pain. Maybe not penalty pain, but at least the...
Yeah, it hurts to move.
Whoa! Damn!
Check yourself out in the mirror.
Yeah, he's sitting there in front of the mirror.
Oh!
Don't get too full of yourself.
Alright.
We're like... Looking good?
Thank you. I feel very nice.
What's your toughness at now, by the way?
My toughness?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And how much did that cost me?
Just
10
bigger.
Pounds.
10 pounds.
Bigger.
So
it's the same.
And can I get a
that doesn't answer my question. And a butt
5,
advanced Ripper Tech?
They do not have advanced Ripper Tech available. They have common Ripper Tech available. And they only have 1 per month.
Which is why you were able to get the surgery this month.
Yes. As opposed to next month.
And then we get paid.
Yep. It is now the 1st of June, and let me regale you with the tale of the 3 who succeeded.
3 who succeeded with a little outside help.
They get outside help?
In the form of a card. Basically, it's that we can turn 1 card into a spade.
Joker.
Mm-hmm. And basically because of that, Thydon got an advance, which is why we're just breaking even with our lodge now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, Thydon, Ruta,
and Travis
all return, and you can see that it looks like Ruta has his arm in a sling, and looks like Travis kind of has some bandages kind of around the head, but Thydon has no wounds. And basically what they tell you that happened is, well, what happened is we encountered a group of lepers.
Okay.
Ew.
Who were operating underneath East End. They were looking to spread... it was basically an almost... they were attempting to poison people with the corpses of defiled saints.
Well, that doesn't sound pleasant.
Which would drive them mad and cause lots of death and havoc. We had gotten captured and we were almost assuredly all going to die. When Thydon...
Or Ivan, can I have some?
Yeah.
When Thydon... somehow sensing that the head cultist was somehow cocky, challenged him to a one-on-one fight. And it was man-on-man, and it lasted for at least, what would you say, Rita? At least 2 minutes of just going back and forth, back and forth.
Oh my
God. And finally, Thydon managed to strike him down, and the lepers broke and ran. And so it was basically just us, and, well, that was about it. So, Thydon's kind of like...
Good job, Thydon.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
So, congratulations. After having a successful battle report, Phaidon advances to the rank of seasoned, and the Cabal rating goes down to 3.
Oh, I already have it recorded.
All right, now who are you sending out this month? Because that is something you'll need to decide.
We're going out to fight the Cabal.
We can send Den, Horus, Voki, and Tony. Those are the ones open.
Tony, Den, Horus.
No, we never send Voki anywhere.
Okay, Tony, Den, Voki. I want Tony out of my hair.
So, a Scotsman, an Englishman, and a Norseman. Okay.
People are free to object. That's just who I want to send.
It sounds like we're going to have some destruction on our hands. Is that what I'm hearing? We're
going to have some big Scotsman,
property
a Norseman, and a...
Oh,
well,
then make sure Tony doesn't burn anything unnecessary.
Define unnecessary. You have to be very specific with Tony.
Use your judgment. I said Den, not Tony.
Oh, no, but he's like, could you be a little more specific?
Voki?
Oh, by the way, I need one persuasion check.
On who?
Anyone. This is to make sure you guys got the resource upgrade.
Oh.
We would send her.
Show?
Co-show?
Fo-show? I think they're using me.
Need a 4.
Got it.
That's an 8, yeah.
That's a 9, in fact.
Yeah. Yeah, you just talk to, you know, some people, and they're, oh, you have a bit. Oh, well, sure.
By the way, did I find anyone that would help fund us?
Okay, that is something that I was actually looking up. A Lord, or a Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond owns 6 textile factories.
Damn.
What are those?
Cloth making.
Okay.
Clothing. Factories.
Fabrics, okay.
And basically by talking with some of your people, he sounds like he has £100 a month that you might be able to persuade him out of, but of course you have to arrange a meeting with him and you really have to woo him. Lord Savage, you know, you just have to help him about once a month. This guy
he's like, challenge for me! Yeah, we're hunting Pumpkin Jack. You want to come up with some...
Basically, hold on, let me load it up on the calendar. On the 12th... that's all right. On the 26th of June, you have to go do something with Lord Savage. That's the last Saturday in the month. In order to keep him happy, so to speak. After basically about 2 to 3 months of ignoring him, he will withdraw his funding. Because after all, if you're not telling him what you're hunting, or if you're not helping him out, he can send his funds elsewhere.
He's paying for hunting partners, and we're not being the hunting partners.
And you're not hunting with him, so...
Okay. Lord Savage, the guy who's a ripper without actually being a ripper.
He doesn't do it because he's fighting. He doesn't do it because he believes in fighting what's wrong with the world. He does it because it's awesome.
Are you sure there aren't some rippers out there who do that for the exact same reason?
Yeah, well.
Whitman, can you help me?
With what?
I need to learn information on Mr. Redmond.
Redmond,
eh?
Mr. Oh, okay, it's just Mr. Okay.
At first I had him as a Lord.
Yeah.
Mr. Redmond.
I could ask around.
Do you know of him off the top of your head, maybe?
That's true.
Give me a common knowledge. Common knowledge.
P6?
Yeah, it's your smarts.
Yeah, wild die included.
Okay.
You might have heard of him.
Apparently I have. That's a 10.
Oh, yes, you've heard of Mr. Redmond. He is what you would call, he's truly a gentleman. He, like you, must be a proper Englishman at all times. He doesn't He does not do business dealings with women. He does not do business dealings with non-Anglo-Saxon descent.
Okay.
And but he is very proper.
So, Ryan, you and I can interact with him.
Because you're at least an Anglo.
You're an Anglo-American, which is acceptable to him.
And he has a penis.
And you have a penis.
Sorry, Jessica, you weren't born with a penis. Well, I suppose technically you could be have been born with a penis.
It just went inside.
It's gone now.
No, it could still be there.
Like I said, I just absorbed it.
She's been an attractive female the whole game.
Oh. Okay. It happens.
What a pass it to you.
Just reminds me of the Hangover 2.
Oh, it's now on the refrigerator. I noticed that you left it out.
All right. Well, do we want to have that conversation tonight, or do we want to hold that off for the next session?
It is 10 minutes till 10. I am not sure if you guys are going to be able to woo him in time. So
can we at least gather information?
That's what I was figuring. You gather information on it.
Okay.
So that's what you know off the top of your head.
This is
streetwise.
7.
4.
Both you guys can identify that most of the workers in his factories are women. And that he does not... He pays what you can expect women to get paid.
Less than men.
Not much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why he has 100 pounds per month laying around.
So how much do we get paid?
You guys get 20 pounds each. And you guys break even. Then you guys get an additional 62.5.
Because hold on, let me make sure.
Am
I
still
that.
In the whole...
You need to wait until the tournament. You get your... Daddy sends you your check. Your stay out of my hair check.
Yeah. I love my dad.
He sends you a lot of Indian money. Then you have to turn that, trade that in.
Nope. Oh. He sends English money. He sends pounds because he knows where his daughter is. You do have to be here at the guy's house to be able to pick it up, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So if we're ever stuck in...
Because that's where he assumes you are.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been sending Daddy letters telling him you've been gallivanting across the globe?
And hunting werewolves and vampires.
She has not written Daddy once in the now... 4 months that you guys have been active.
That reminds me, I need to write my parents a letter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, the next note I'm going to read off is like... I saved them!
Oh, I should write my family a letter. Screw you! Okay, done.
I want them to screw you? I have everyone's family history written up now. Hold on. Except for maybe Ryan?
Yeah. I've
got the names down. I don't have your relations with them. Although, your father, Hugh Whitman, he's deceased. Your mother, Lillian, however, is still around.
How old are you?
30-something. I don't know.
Okay, I might want to modify your age a little. Unless you're like 31.
I think it was like 29 or 31.
So okay, then she's fine. Because she's 47.
There you go.
If you're 30, she was 17 at the time.
Yep.
That makes sense. I would say I'm like 20.
You're beginning to get to old maid status because you haven't found a husband yet.
Yep.
I think I was, what, 20-something?
You said, let's see, loading
I was
up.
Like 20 at the oldest. I might have been 18.
Siblings, John, Mary. You're 23.
Okay.
So I'm still fairly young.
You're still, and you're also fairly new to the Marshals.
I'm also still, I can still, you know, not get married and be fine with it, because men can marry much older than
that's
women.
Right. You could be 48 and finally get married to a 16-year-old. It's all good.
Ew.
That pedophile.
Ew.
Okay, so... I'm trying to do math.
Well, that's
It's 200 to pay everyone.
I did the calculations. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Well, I'm just seeing how much we have left over.
None.
Zero.
None.
We broke even.
You broke even this month.
Because we have 330 extra written down.
That's the 300 from the
that we used.
Place we just got. Yeah.
Which we immediately turned around and reinvested in the lodge.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So we have 30 pounds extra.
We're able to get around that pesky fact that we have a minus one to our facilities by going to the Helsing Estate and saying,
yeah,
let us borrow your stuff, please.
But if, for example, they ever close the doors to you or say, sorry, the room is down, we had an attack or something like that, you guys use your own.
Yes.
And besides, it's also nice to be able to have your own, because that also means when people pass through the area, they may stop at yours.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't feel like bothering the Van Helsings.
We are much more approachable to the small.
Yes, you are far more approachable. You guys can approach the Van Helsings, but not a lot of people can.
It took us, what, like 2-3 months before we actually went to the Van Helsings?
And they're like right in their back door area. Yeah.
The reason it took us that long is we didn't want to mess with them.
They're the big wigs.
And it wasn't until they said, since you're helping us out so much, we'll let you basically.
We'll help you out. They also, request if you guys capture any live creatures, figure out a way to bring it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
That because, if they're going to rip protect you, could you at least supply us the donors?
Yeah.
Some of them are
muscles.
Some of them are easier to smuggle than others.
I think I might go with Talon Hands and serve Moon Claws.
You'll just have to get a pair of gloves.
No. Because if Moon Claws, I need two raises. Because one to get the advantage, because if we're at the advantage, I can only activate them on a full moon.
Rawr.
And the second one is when I make the change for them, I make a vigor check or be shaken.
So what you guys will also find out is that Redmond is not married. He's 50.
I'll nominate her.
What?
I don't think anyone wants to marry that.
Well, that's just me.
Just saying, he seems a little bit of a womanizer. And chauvinistic. And mean.
This is something to me.
He needs a proper English woman to marry anyway.
Well, with Town Hands, I only need one raise. That's to get rid of the minus two charisma.
Or two, if you want to get rid of the reason loss, too.
Yeah. Getting rid of reason loss is just a bonus.
I'm actually going to go shopping, so I'll spend...
Okay. So is there any other gathering information, or this is a good point to call it?
I think this is a good point to call it.
All right. We can do shopping. Listeners, I don't think you have to listen to our shopping, but unless...
Shopping.
If you really want to listen to our shopping, just shoot me an email, and I can tell you what you shopped for.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. With dice and stuff. Like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.
This is the Vorpal Network.